This is the audio guide covering the mining pages of Core Exiles. One thing to note before I get started, I already have my mining laser and asteroid scanners fitted to my ship. If you don't, you're going to want to do that if you plan on following along. If you don't plan on following along, but you're hoping to figure out how to do that, I will not be covering it in this guide. However, what I will be covering in this guide are your two separate mining pages that you're going to need to know in order to mine. The first one is pretty simple. It's just a page with a button, and you just click that button to move on to the second page, which is the loot collection page. But before you do that, you're going to want to know what the different text and graphics are on that first page. You don't need to read them every time, but you're going to want to know what's there so you can check it when you actually do need to check it. The second page is a lot more confusing. It's a table with a whole bunch of buttons and graphics and links and text and a couple more buttons and all kinds of good stuff. It can be a little bit confusing at first, but after you get used to it, there's no issue. Overall, the goal of this guide is to make you get used to it quicker so you don't have a problem getting around on the page and you're not wasting time trying to mine. That really is the key when it comes to anything involving Core Exiles, doing it quick enough so you're not wasting time, and then you can get more resources in less time. So, I'm going to get started, and first things first, I'm going to get logged in.
Core Exiles, meet your destiny. Are you ready? Enter. Are you ready to meet? H-O-L-I-T-A-Y. Tab. Bar. Stop. Enter. Are you ready to meet your destiny? Sealed ashes. Buckle. Core Exiles. 30 links.
I'm currently in orbit of New Orion. I can either go to the Ethan system, or I can go to Farpoint. I believe those are the two closest asteroid systems, so I'm going to go ahead and dock at the jump gate and move to a solar system that has an asteroid in it.
Core Jaws find dialogue. East G. Enter. Jump gate Nexus. Enter. Jump gate Nexus. Start visit. Enter. Dock at jump gate Nexus link. Core Exiles. 23 links. Dock now button. Enter. Jump gate Nexus. Farpoint 1. Dock at Ferris to Farpoint Ethan. Row 3. Farpoint 1, row 4, jump enter.
Galfen. I'm just going to go ahead and go to Farpoint 1, because I know there's one there. I'm not 100% positive there's one in Ethan, actually. I don't spend much time in the sphere system, mining, or doing anything, so I'm not really familiar with where everything's at anymore. And anyway, I'm in Farpoint 1.
Bottom,
I should be able to dock. I believe there's an asteroid here.
Core combat rain, star button, jump gate, combat rain, orbiting refinery, asteroid F5 button.
Refinery and an asteroid. So what I'm going to do is hit enter on this asteroid, and that will put me in orbit of it.
Asteroid F5 button, enter.
After doing this, I have my graphics up at the top of the in orbit page. I'm going to search the
Link
put assets tab and then down arrow.
Navigation,
and you have these graphics up here. Deploy drones.
Link graphic mine.
Blah blah blah. I obviously want to go to mine, so I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Link graphic mine.
Hit enter on it.
Enter mine. Link graphic visited mining interface screen.
And this puts me right on the mining interface screen, as it just said. So I'm going to have to go ahead and research ask.
Link graphic assets tab.
That's already in my search, so I'm just going to hit F3 and then read down from here. And I'm just going to go through this page real quick.
Mining interface screen, current base scan rating 0.
My base scan is 0, that's because all I have fitted right now is a mining laser, no asteroid scanners. I will show the difference at the end of this between using them and not using them.
Click me button.
This click me button is a button you would actually hit to shoot your mining laser at the asteroid field and break it up and then tractor different ores into your ship. I'll be doing that in just a minute, but first I'm going to read the rest of this page just to go over it.
Deep Core Miner MK6.
The Deep Core Miner MK6, that is the mining laser I have fitted onto my ship currently.
Scan bonus 85%.
It's telling me this particular mining laser gives me a scan bonus of 85%.
No mining laser. Scan bonus.
It's saying no mining laser because I don't have something fitted in my WEP 2. The Deep Core 6 is in my WEP 1.
Scan bonus /A/order.
The scan bonus it's telling me about, that's what I would get from either asteroid scanners or a Babylon pod. Since I don't have either of those fitted, I have 0 currently. Again, at the end of this, I'll put those on and show the difference when mining. Under this, it's just going to give me a little bit of information about mining, what it is, how to do it, I believe. After I read this, I will go ahead and actually get into mining and what you have to do it successfully.
Scan bonus /A in order to mine ore from asteroid F5, you need to click a mining laser on the left. Your onboard scanners if fitted will then scan the asteroid for ores. The mining laser will then attempt to mine 5 sections of ore. Increasing your scan rating by adding higher caliber scanners will increase the chance of locating better ores within this asteroid field. Your mining laser will also add a final trigger 4% bonus to your scan rate, so always mine with the best laser you can afford to use. Exit mining interface button.
No, I obviously don't want to exit mining. That will bring me back to the in orbit page. Instead, I want to click on the button up here. I'm going to go Control Home B.
Click me button.
Click me. This button was not labeled at one point, and I believe Coops labeled it, and he labeled it click me for us blind people, so we know to click it to mine. It's really easy to get to. It's just the first button from the top of the page, so Control Home B.
Click me button.
And I'm going to hit enter on this, and this will enter me into the actual mining collection page. Clicking on this shoots my laser at the asteroid and breaks it up.
Enter. Click me. Implants link graphic.
I don't know why, but it jumped me down to the bottom of the page. I'm going to go ahead and hit Control Home and then read down.
Core Exiles. Land. Graphic shields. 00 graphic armor.
At the top, you have all this information about your ship, which really does not mean anything when mining.
6,000 graphic hull. 6,000 graphic energy. 49th graphic cargo. 02,000 graphic credits. 13 million graphic fuel. 16,000 cargo space. 2,090.
This is telling me how much cargo space I have remaining.
Land. Table with 5 columns.
All right, now this table is the main collection page for your ores.
Mining results at asteroid F5 sphere.
Telling me where I'm at, and telling me these are the mining results after my shoot into the asteroid.
QTY24.
From here on out, I'm going to be using table commands, so that's Alt-Control. I'm holding those two down with my left hand, and then using my right hand to use the arrow keys. So I'm going to do down arrow with table commands.
QTY24.
QTY24, that's letting me know there's 24 there. I believe you'll be getting much less. I don't remember if it's level dependent, or if it's dependent on the mining laser you're using. Either way, when you first start mining, you're going to get much less per window. There are 5 windows, so I'm going to go ahead and use Alt-Control right arrow to go through the quantities in each one.
QTY 12, QTY 0, QTY 0, QTY 0.
So obviously I only got ore in the first two.
QTY 24, column 1.
I got 24 and 12. First one's ore,
column 2.
Second one's ore.
Tractor button,
and then under the name of what the resource is, I have button to tractor, tractor it into my hold.
Tractor button, column 2, tractor button unavailable, tractor button unavailable.
And the last three are unavailable because there's nothing there.
Track, beginning of row.
Go ahead and go to the beginning of the row. Alt control down arrow.
Exit collection button spans for row 5.
This is just a giant button that spans the entire table left to right to exit.
Loot all button.
And then the loot all button. If I want to collect everything at once, I just hit this and it will bring me back to the page I was at before this, the one which I actually shoot at the asteroid with the click me button. So I'm going to click loot all.
Enter. Unavailable. Fob is.
And I'm back on this page.
Click me button.
And I'm going to hit click me again.
Enter. Click me implants.
And we'll see what I got on my second shot. All right, now to do this quicker, to get to the table, I'm just going to hit Control Home T and then table commands.
4, 5, column 6, QTY 0, row 2, QTY 0, column 0, QTY 0, column 0, QTY 19, column 19, QTY 12, column 5.
And 12. Now, if I just wanted to collect the one that has 12 in it,
4, row 3.
I'll control down arrow.
Tractor button, row 4, enter.
Hit enter on the tractor.
And slash A, row 3.
Then it emptied that window.
4, column 4.
This one has
QTY 19, row 19. 2, 4, row, tractor button, row 4, enter. Unavailable.
Now everything in this table is
tractor, but beginning of row,
and slash A, and slash A, and slash A, and slash A, and row. And to return to their previous page,
exit collection button,
I have to
space,
hit exit collection.
Click me button.
And that brings me back to the click me button once again. There really is all there is to mining. Is just the key is to getting used to it and getting quick with it.
QTY 15, QTY 0, QTY 15, QTY 18, QTY 24.
That time I actually got quite a bit.
Or tracking to bottom, loot all, but enter.
Now the only reason I'm clicking loot all on this is because the only thing I can get is normal ore, and that's because I don't have asteroid scanners or a Babylon pod fitted. Without boosting up your scan rating, which is what asteroid scanners in the pod does, you're just going to get ore in every single window. Down the road, you're actually not going to want to collect ore anymore because it costs 1 fuel each time you collect something. The only thing you're going to want to collect is more valuable resources. What I'm actually going to do now is get into my ship loadout, and I will put on my 3 asteroid scanners and my Babylon pod, and then I will come back and redo mining and show you the difference when you're actually shooting at the asteroid. Okay, so I'm not going to include that in the recording because it's just going to waste a lot of time, but what I did was I put on an asteroid scanner 2, 3, and 4 along with a Babylon Pod 4. Those are all made to increase my scan rating, and you will now see the difference when I actually go and mine. So I'm going to go ahead and do that.
I'm
just going to control home V to go to the first visited link, and that was mine. And then I'm going to click me.
For exiles, click me button. Enter. Click me, click.
Now you'll see the difference in the resources I'm getting.
4, 5, column 6, QTY 0, row N slash A, fragilium fragments, column 2.
We got fragilium fragments.
Nostrite ore, column 3.
Nostrite ore.
N slash A, column Ravenrock ore, column 5.
And Ravenrock ore.
4, tracking to bottom, loot all button, enter.
I'm going to loot all of these, and then go back and click me.
Implants, link graphic, implants, link graphic, 5, column 6.
Again, to get to this table quick, after the click me button on the collection page, it's just control home T and then table commands.
4, 5, column 6, QTY 22, Ravenrock ore, row 3.
Ravenrock again.
Macatanium ore, column 2.
Macatanium.
Eureka ore, column 3.
Eureka.
Strontium, column 4. Fragilium fragments, column 5. 4, tracking to bottom, loot all button, enter.
Loot all.
Bomb is ID 50,600. Click me button. Enter.
Click me.
Click me. Implants. Link graphic. 13 links.
And back to it again. This is mining. People like doing it. I don't know why. Because it drives me crazy, obviously. Because it's very repetitive. Very, very repetitive with no risk involved.
QTY 21 or 03. Xanthemon 4, column 2.
Now I got ore in this window.
Boron, column 3. Copper ore, column 2. Thorium fragments, column
5. So I'm not going to want to collect all because I don't want to waste the fuel collecting that ore. So I'm going to collect the rest of them individually.
Copper ore, sand 4, column 1. Xanthem tractor button, row 4. Enter. Tractor button, column 4. End the row. Core extractor, but tractor, but enter. Unavailable. Tractor,
the second button each time.
Core extractor, tractor, but enter. Unavailable. Core extractor, exit collection button.
I knew the normal ore was in the first loot window, so I would always go control home and hit B twice. The first B would land me on the normal ore. The second B would land me on something I actually wanted to collect. And after they're all gone, after I hit control home,
core extractor, but exit collection button.
It's exit collection.
Enter. Unavailable. Skirmishing.
And that brings me right back to the
click me button.
Click me button. I'm going to go ahead and let you see what my current scan rating is.
Mining interface screen, current base scan rating 29.
And that's 29. That was what you'll get with asteroid scanner 234 and a Babylon pod. Again, that is just the base scan rating. I have to calculate
click me button. Steam 4 miner MK6. Scan bonus 85%.
85% boost from my mining laser. But either way, I'm getting a decent amount. It should give me a scan rating of around, I don't know, in between 81 and 84, I believe. Yeah, Overall, that's pretty good. It's by far not the highest you can get in the game. I don't have the big scanners. If you get to a really high level and you get those, you can get all kinds of rare stuff mining. The main thing about mining is it does use up a lot of fuel, because each time you collect something, you're using up one fuel, and I think you're also using one or two fuel every single time you shoot at the asteroid. That adds up really quick, and you want to make sure you're not running out of fuel in the middle of mining, because then you'll just be drifting around an asteroid without being able to move until the next fuel tick. That's really all there is to say about mining. It can be a pain in the butt when you're first getting started because you have to collect normal ore and it's pretty useless. It's only worth like 9 credits a unit at Joe's base, which is really low. But it's required for the starter NPC missions, and at least those will get you levels and XP, so it's worth it there. After you get some levels, you don't want to be collecting at those. You're just wasting fuel for something that's only worth 9 credits a unit. One thing to note, I am not covering the orbiting refinery page in this guide. That will be in a different guide, so if you want to know about that, go ahead and go check out that guide. It should be a pretty simple guide, just covering how to put ore into the refinery, how to refine it, take it back out, move it to a CS, all that good stuff. And that is all there is to say about the mining pages of Core Exiles.